Chapter 21. When closure becomes capacity of continuity. When a second cycle is truly closed, an architecture does not remain immobile. The complete closure of a whole never means that its movement ceases. It only means that a level of coherence has been reached, where what has been stabilized may now continue without having to be rebuilt. It is at that moment that continuity appears. Continuity is not repetition. It is not a simple mechanical extension either. It is the capacity of an already mature order to remain alive within a new opening. The first term opening this sequence is the axis of higher coherent continuity. This axis appears immediately after the complete closure of the second cycle. It directly links two realities, the acquired coherence and the possibility of prolongation. In other words, what was stabilized becomes capable of enduring without rupture. This axis rebuilds nothing. It simply allows an already closed coherence to remain available for a new movement. From this axis appears the presence of prolonged distributive stability. This presence marks a discrete transformation. Stability ceases to be simply held. It becomes capable of diffusing through duration. Stability is no longer only local. It prolongs itself. But this prolongation weakens nothing. It preserves the same inner quality. This presence shows that a mature stability may now endure across several fields without loss of intensity. This presence then allows the appearance of the function of continuous matrix cohesion. Cohesion acts here as matrix. This means that it no longer merely maintains unity. It itself produces the conditions of continuity. Cohesion becomes an active structure of prolongation. It ceases to be simply conservative. It becomes generative of continuity. When this function exists, the center of expanded durable convergence appears. This center links several already stable convergences, but here their range becomes broader. Convergence no longer remains concentrated, it expands. And this expansion disperses nothing. It maintains the acquired density. This center marks the true passage toward an architecture of broader range. This density leads to the first base of higher structured continuity. This term establishes a new foundation. Continuity ceases to be only an effect of stability. It becomes a structured base. In other words, what prolongs itself becomes foundation. But every new base requires a denser inner point, the core of continuous distributive coherence. This core marks the point where stable coherence becomes capable of circulating without interruption. Coherence is no longer simply held, it becomes distributed. But this distribution weakens nothing, it maintains a deep unity. From it appears the function of regulated extended stability. Stability acts here across a broader range, but it remains held by a fine regulation. This function shows that a mature stability may accompany several fields simultaneously without rigidification. Then forms the field of active prolonged convergence. The field becomes here particularly living. Convergence remains active through duration. It does not exhaust itself. It does not contract. It remains available. This maturity leads to the order of durable structured cohesion. Cohesion ceases here to be only a bond. It becomes a stable principle of organization. Finally, this sequence closes upon the first matrix of higher coherent continuity. This term is decisive. It means that continuity now possesses its own matrix. Part 3 enters here into its true deployment. Chapter 22. When continuity becomes active stability of higher range. When a first matrix of higher coherent continuity exists, an architecture crosses a threshold where continuity can no longer simply remain a capacity of prolongation. It itself becomes an active form of stability. This stage is important, for as long as continuity remains only possible, it stays dependent upon a prior base. But when it becomes active, it begins to produce its own stability. The first term opening this sequence is the axis of continuous coherent stability. This axis immediately marks a transformation. Stability is no longer here simple silent maintenance. It becomes a continuous movement of coherence. In other words, stability no longer intervenes only when something must be held. It becomes a regular presence of coherence through duration. This axis appears when several already stable lines must remain compatible without interruption. From this axis appears the presence of higher structured convergence. Convergence no longer limits itself to linking several lines. It now rests upon a structure sufficiently mature to endure without correction. This presence shows that a high convergence may remain precise without additional effort. Convergence ceases here to be only movement. It becomes a stable quality of presence. This presence then allows the appearance of the function of prolonged matrix regulation. Regulation now acts upon several matrices. But this regulation introduces no tension. It silently accompanies continuity. Several matrices may thus remain harmonized without visible intervention. This function shows that a mature architecture may prolong itself without imbalance. When this function exists, the center of expanded durable distributive cohesion appears. This center links cohesion and diffusion across a broader range. Cohesion no longer remains local, it becomes extensive. But this extension disperses nothing. It maintains an identical density. This center marks an important threshold. Cohesion becomes truly capable of enduring across several fields. This density leads to the first base of higher active continuity. This term establishes a new foundation. Continuity ceases to be only prolongation. It becomes an active base of development. In other words, what endured becomes structuring power. But every new base requires a denser inner point, the core of prolonged coherent convergence. This core marks the point where an already coherent convergence remains active through duration. Convergence no longer serves here to open. It maintains together what may already endure. From it appears the function of expanded higher distributive stability. Stability acts across several higher fields, but this diffusion preserves an intact precision. Stability becomes capable of supporting several high zones without loss of finesse. Then forms the field of continuous active cohesion. The field becomes here particularly living. Cohesion remains active without interruption. It no longer needs to be reaffirmed. It exists as a permanent quality. This maturity leads to the order of durable matrix continuity. Continuity ceases here to be only prolongation. It becomes durably organized in matrix form. Finally, this sequence closes upon the first matrix of higher active stability. This term is decisive. It means that active stability now possesses its own matrix at a higher level. Part 3 enters here into a broader breathing. Chapter 23. When active coherence becomes autonomy of continuity. When a first matrix of higher active stability exists, an architecture reaches a threshold where coherence can no longer simply accompany continuity. It begins itself to produce a stable autonomy. This stage marks an important evolution. For as long as coherence acts within an already held structure, it remains linked to a prior organization. But when it becomes durably active, it begins to carry its own continuity. The first term opening this sequence is the axis of prolonged active coherence. This axis shows that coherence no longer contents itself here with being present. It remains active through duration. In other words, coherence ceases to be only a response to a need for maintenance. It becomes a regular presence capable of supporting several lines without rupture. This axis appears when several fields must remain aligned within one same prolonged movement. From this axis appears the presence of continuous matrix stability. Stability acts here as matrix, but this matrix no longer requires visible adjustment. It remains continuous. This presence shows that a mature structure may endure without correction. Stability ceases here to be event. It becomes permanent ground. This presence then allows the appearance of the function of durable higher distributive convergence. Convergence now diffuses across several higher levels, but this diffusion preserves a perfect stability. Several high convergences may remain compatible without overload. This function marks a high threshold. Convergence becomes durable because it rests upon a mature distribution. When this function exists, the center of expanded cohesive continuity appears. This center links continuity and cohesion across a broader range. Continuity ceases here to be local. It becomes expansive. But this expansion disperses nothing. It preserves a deep cohesion. This center marks a threshold where continuity becomes truly extensive. This density leads to the first base of higher active coherence. This term establishes a new foundation. Active coherence ceases to be only dynamic. It becomes a stable base. In other words, what acted becomes durable foundation. But every new base requires a denser inner point, the core of extended active coherent stability. This core marks the point where stability and active coherence maintain themselves across a broader range. Stability is no longer simply maintenance. It becomes active capacity of continuity. From it appears the function of regulated distributive continuity. Continuity diffuses itself, but this diffusion remains inwardly held. Regulation acts without rigidity. This function shows that a mature continuity may endure without imbalance. Then forms the field of higher durable matrix convergence. The field becomes here particularly stable. Several already matrix convergences remain present without contraction. This maturity leads to the order of prolonged active cohesion. Cohesion ceases here to be simple maintenance. It becomes durable activity, a structuring principle. Finally, this sequence closes upon the first matrix of higher active continuity. This term is decisive. It means that active continuity now possesses its fully installed matrix. Part 3 gains here a clear autonomy. Chapter 24. When active continuity becomes expanded architectural breathing. When a first matrix of higher active continuity exists, an architecture crosses a threshold where continuity no longer contents itself with enduring. It begins to breathe by itself. This breathing is not a slowing down. It is not a simple alternation between stability and movement either. It designates a state where several already mature dynamics may remain together without apparent effort, as if the architecture now possessed its own inner rhythm. The first term opening this sequence is the axis of higher active coherent convergence. This axis shows that several already active coherences may now converge without having to be reorganized. Convergence is no longer here correction. It becomes a simple, higher maintenance of already compatible lines. In other words, what converges no longer seeks an agreement. It already rests in an agreement sufficient to endure. This axis appears when several mature coherences must remain together within one same higher movement. From this axis appears the presence of prolonged distributive stability. Stability no longer remains localized. It diffuses across a broader duration, but this diffusion introduces no fatigue. Stability preserves its inner quality while reaching several fields. This presence shows that a mature stability may now endure without visible effort. This presence then allows the appearance of the function of higher continuous matrix cohesion. Cohesion acts here as continuous matrix. This means that it no longer links only several elements. It durably maintains several already compatible matrices. This function marks a high level. Cohesion becomes a permanent form of continuity. When this function exists, the center of durable convergent continuity appears. This center links continuity and convergence. But here, convergence no longer seeks to bring closer. It maintains several lines within a common duration. This center marks a threshold where continuity becomes truly convergent. This density leads to the first base of extended active stability. This term establishes a new foundation. Active stability ceases to be simply present. It becomes an expanded base. In other words, what maintained becomes foundation across a broader range. But every new base requires a denser inner point, the core of durable active distributive coherence. This core marks the point where an already active coherence becomes durably diffused. Coherence no longer remains simply central. It circulates without losing its unity. From it appears the function of higher prolonged matrix stability. Stability acts here as prolonged matrix. But this matrix rigidifies nothing. It accompanies several high fields within a stable continuity. Then forms the field of continuous cohesive convergence. The field becomes here particularly living. Convergence and cohesion remain active without interruption. Convergence no longer fatigues cohesion. Cohesion no longer slows convergence. This maturity leads to the order of structured active continuity. Continuity ceases here to be only prolongation. It becomes stable organization of a living movement. Finally, this sequence closes upon the first matrix of extended active coherence. This term is decisive. It means that active coherence now possesses its own expanded matrix. Part 3 acquires here a fully identifiable architectural breathing.